When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Let's begin with Thought Leader Thursday here on the opening bell. Doug Myers is with us, Senior Vice President and the Chicago Private Client Market Leader at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Good to see you again. I want to have a conversation this morning about wealth management and sort of give our listeners a behind-the-scenes look at your job, what you do at Associated Bank, and have a larger conversation about how this idea of wealth management got started, what it means, where is it going. So maybe we could just set the table a little bit, tell our listeners what wealth management is, what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, thank you, Steve. I think the advent of wealth management started about 30 years ago or 40 years ago in Europe. And Europe had the three top private banks that were shrouded in secrecy over the years. And these, in the early days of wealth management, I think that the clients were dealing with high interest rates. There were a lot of privacy issues, and that's where the Geneva banks came into prominence, where they shrouded their clients in secrecy, and they were hiding from the IRS, and some of those issues prevailed. Excuse me. And then, about in the late 90s, the U.S. private banks started getting into this business, and the three largest U.S. banks started getting into the wealth management business. And so I think that's what started domestically this whole wealth management concept that we have today within the banks.
And it used to be used to be referred to as private banking, right?
Correct.
And that goes way back to the turn of the century.
It does. And private banking is really a subset or a division of the wealth management groups. It's certainly one of the three legs of the stool, so to speak, of the wealth management group. You've got investment management, you've got private banking, you've got institutional money management. And so private banking is certainly one subset of the wealth management departments.
When you say wealth management, or when I hear that term thrown around, I think that's something exclusively for really wealthy people or entities. That's not the case, is it?
It's not really the case. I think when you refer and use the term wealth management, it's we all have our wealth and we all have our savings, and it's developing a plan. It's developing a financial plan around your goals. And, you know, we all work to get to retirement, and we all want to have a nice nest egg in retirement. And the wealth management refers to growing that wealth, growing your wealth, so to speak, and being able to retire and live comfortably. And certainly Social Security plays a large part of that. Your individual retirement accounts play into that. Your 401ks play into that. And you have to have a comprehensive plan to get to where you want to be when you're 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever the age you want to retire at.
So when we come to check in at private banking and wealth management at Associated, it's not that there are better pencils and pens and you get a glass of champagne and the toasters are top end and it's all high end stuff. That's not the case.
Well, I think it used to be, but it's really not anymore. It's about one-on-one relationships and sitting down with your financial planner or sitting down with your private banker and developing a comprehensive plan.
And that's really important these days. We had a conversation on the program recently about how you really need to do a checkup on your wealth management from time to time. Are you saving enough? Are you doing the right things? Is your 401k, are you saving your 401k? Do you have the right kinds of savings accounts, those kinds of things? And those are kinds of things that you do. Those are the kinds of the conversations you have, right?
Absolutely, Steve. And it's interesting because I was just reading in Barron's that the average saver puts 6.8% of his or her income into a retirement plan. And it's interesting because boomers save an average of 8.5%, which leads the pack. Your Generation Xers save about 7% of their monies. And then millennials are the lowest with about 6% savings rate. And so the goal is, as you said, to sit down with a financial advisor, to have a comprehensive plan and to plan. And you have, you know, every year the markets are different and you have to be well diversified in your investment planning and your portfolio planning to be able to have the returns you're going to need to retire.
We're going to talk more about diversification a little bit later, but I want to kind of delve into more of what you just said about the levels of savings. How do we know what is the right level, or does it just, is it different for every different person?
Well, it is different for every person, but there are plenty of models and plenty of platforms that you can use to develop a plan to say, I need X amount of income when I'm 50 or 60 or whatever the age may be. And, you know, everybody has different needs in terms of their children's education needs, their living needs, their expenses. And you want to be able to determine what is a realistic income level that I need from my investments. And that requires a lot of planning. It requires a lot of thought. It requires a lot of diversity in your portfolio to get to where you do want to be.
It also, too, takes some really deep discussions with your clients. The kinds of conversations about what do you expect your retirement to be like? What are your family situations? Talk to us a little bit about some of the deep discussions that are involved.
Well, we talk to a lot of our clients about, you know, being able to afford a vacation home. They might want to get out of Illinois, like a lot of people are talking about, just due to the state's finances, as we were talking about earlier this morning. But I think everybody has a different plan, and everybody has what they dream of, what they want their retirement to look like. And as you said, there's family issues, there's location issues, and, you know, all this has to go into discussions with your financial advisor about, you know, getting to where you want to be.
Idea that some of what we're seeing now with wealth management or private banking is changing. We've had the conversation before about how automation is involved in artificial intelligence and technology. Is that the changing model of what you're doing?
It is. The technological changes are massive in the financial industry right now, and it helps us be more efficient. It helps clients be more educated. And when they sit down with their financial advisor, they're coming into the conversation knowing a lot more than they did previously because of the technology. Information is available to us on such a great level as opposed to how it used to be even 10 years ago. And that helps in the discussions and the planning of what they need to be.
How do you alleviate fear if I'm your client and I come in and I say, Doug, I'm kind of scared about retirement. I don't think I'm saving enough. I think I'm going to have health care issues. I'm not going to have enough money. How do you make me feel better?
Well, you just have to be diligent on your plan and stick with your plan. And you have to diversify in the different asset classes. You know, you might have some real estate investments. You might have some stocks. You might have some bonds. And in the stocks portfolio, you might have different classes of stock, you know, large cap, small cap. And you know, you do want to be diversified because every year the asset classifications differ in terms of their rate of returns. And you want to be diversified because you don't want all of your eggs in one basket in a class. For example, real estate might be down the 1 year, and you don't want your whole portfolio to go down just because of one class.
The need to diversify. I've been hearing a lot of analysts talk about that recently because of what appears to be a slowing economy, that maybe we're on our way into a slowdown. How do we even prepare to do that if that's what's coming?
Well, you have to sit down and make assumptions, but it's very important as you begin to get older, you want to have less risk in your portfolio. So when you're young, if you're one of those millennials who are saving, you want to be a little more aggressive in your early years and be more conservative and less risky in your later years.
Are there any other kinds of planning that we can do? I know that there are some charitable gift ideas that we can think about, and some tax saving ideas too.
Well, that all goes into the wealth management puzzle because there are tax implications of portfolios. There are charitable issues that you want to give, and I think all these things go into a financial plan. Absolutely.
You mentioned the Gen Xers earlier and 7%. If I told you I'm only saving 7%, would I get a bad report card, or would you tell me to do more?
Not at all. I'd say, you know, let's sit down, let's go over your goals, let's go over your planning. What do you want to look like in 10, 20, 30 years? And let's stick to the plan and get there.
Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have this conversation one-on-one if they want?
They can call us direct. My direct line is 312-544-4600, and we'd love to have conversations around the whole wealth management issue.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Steve.
Doug Myers is the Senior Vice President and Chicago Private Client Market Leader with Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader conversation. And remember, you can hear and listen to our past conversations at WGNRadio.com on the Opening Bell page. Follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter, and head over to associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership to learn more about our thought leaders and to hear more conversations there.